This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Chapter 44, Alyssa Edwards. Do you know this one?
No.
Oh!
Chapter
Suitcase 40. Full of Dreams?
No, this is Chapter 44, the newest revolving around the sun 44 times, Alyssa Edwards. Fierce.
Every time Alyssa Edwards goes around the sun, the world gets
bigger and brighter.
Yes. Girl.
She looks like cuntaliciousdiva.com. Cuntdeliciousdiver.com.
She delivers. You know, some they say don't meet your idols. Meet Alyssa.
Meet her.
Meet Alyssa, and you go, wow, the screen, the silver screen, didn't even come close to capturing it.
Not a fraction.
Not at all.
Chapter 44.
There's a few like that. BB's like that. BB's
the
a Harbinet.
Harbinet.
BB's a Harbinet. It's sort of like,
yes.
You love pasta? Have you had homemade? Like, meeting BB in person is like homemade BB. It's like, oh, bitch.
Ravioli, tagliatelle.
Yeah. Get on a tour bus with Alyssa Edwards.
I would rather not.
Do it.
I would rather get on a private jet with her.
I want all the divas. I want Alyssa. I want BB. I want all the grand dames on a tour. So, and I want to be the tour director. I want to be the tour
manager.
Who
are they? Let's list them, though, because there's Alyssa, chapter 44.
Yeah. Violet.
Okay.
Right. Girl, we're going in.
Let's go.
We got Violet. We got BB. We got Alyssa.
Also, Trace Lissette, a post-op transsexual with a Bangkok pussy. Her words, not mine. I swear to God.
Don't shoot the messenger.
No, shoot me. I'm the messenger.
Shoot in me. You know?
Not on the tour bus.
You know? I have family staying with me.
Talk about it.
It's great. Okay. Yeah. It's great. I've never had real bona fide space for guests.
Oh, you've got space.
Having guests... when they have their own rooms, their own bathrooms, it's really no big deal.
It's cunty.
You're not, like, it's great. Having a dining room that can seat everyone, like having guests when nobody has to sleep on a couch, is like, it's so nice.
I don't know that life.
I didn't either. Because even here, when I had guests, it was a pullout. Which is fine. My mom was always like, wow, this is a really comfortable pullout.
The pullout technique works too when you're trying to get people not preggo.
Ask my mom.
Pullout.
Ask my mom.
About pulling out?
I have so much to talk to you about that. I feel like I'm just going to throw up.
Do it now. I'm ready. I'm listening.
I feel like I'm just going to fucking
let's
puke.
Let's get it percolating.
Some days one of us is like whatever and one of us whatever. And some days like the sun starts to peep out and I get a phone call from you and you go, I can't wait for the pod. I can't believe it's in 5 hours.
Ooh,
and
I have to wait.
You'll be like, I can't believe it's 4 hours till 11 when I have to talk to you. One of us will always be ready to rock it.
Woo!
And I just feel edged.
Shit.
I feel edged, intellectually edged.
Like verbally edged?
A woman on the edge. Like for real.
Of a nervous breakthrough.
For fucking real, girl.
Chapter 44. Go.
Not the chapter 44.
We haven't even talked about the Kardashian girl.
Malibu.
No.
Oh. Yeah. So, I love your glam. It's not glam. It's natural. Is it organic? Yeah.
Not the organic. Yeah.
Why would you? I totally have a skincare line, but
I was talking to my sister and I go, I literally said, do you know that girl from TikTok that? And she cut me off and goes, the one with the post-it notes on her fingers. Uh-huh. And I was like, how did you know I was going to say that?
Mary, she's you know what is so diabolic about her? She does these brand integrations. She doesn't get paid a lot. I know. But.
How do you know?
Well, I know. I got intel.
Okay.
Celsius doesn't pay nobody Noel.
Right.
It's fine. But she looks like a Kardashian, talks like a Kardashian. She synthesizes the whole Kardashian drama into sponsored videos.
She distills it.
So we don't have to watch those whores. But I would, but you know, they're Kim Kardashian, mama. goddess.
Oh yeah, of course. But I even love, you know, I don't know how to say this in a nice way.
Say it sexy.
Even Kim and them 15 years ago, gorgeous. Like money and more surgery, et cetera. But don't forget, these women always look pretty amazing.
They were, they're Armenian.
Well, that helps.
The driver today, Armenian, I mean, he said, you know, well, that doesn't make
it. There are a lot of beautiful Armenian men in this world, bitch. There are a lot of,
and let's count them, chapter 44.
You want to talk glossy, thick eyebrows? You want to talk perfect skin, perfect eye color? Like
bushwhacked booty holes, though. Got a laser.
Not for me. Not for me. For who?
Chapter 44.
I want chicken wire. Girl, I want
not
a scrubby.
The chicken wire. Not
I
the
want
scrubby.
A scrub daddy.
Not the Thanksgiving Express.
Not the Thanksgiving Express. Can I talk to you about PT?
Part-time work? Or physical therapy?
Pootie Tang.
My brother and my brother's wife are PTs. Physical talk about therapy. It.
So I think last time I was on the pod, I talked about my arm. Did I talk about my arm?
Your arm? Your elbow?
So if you're all watching at home, this arm straightens this much. And this arm wasn't, it was like this, locked.
Chapter 44.
Locked. I went to a PT and I kind of like thought it would help. He helped me so much so fast in even one session that I almost started crying and hugged him.
You should
have. Was for my arm.
Did you pay him though?
No. I'm just kidding. Yeah, of course.
Shit.
But I went to PT somebody for my TMJ because, I mean, a couple weeks ago, my mouth would barely open. That's how bad it's been.
Oral sex no more.
Yeah. I mean, I could maybe fillet a peanut M&M at this point.
But you're allergic to peanuts.
Well, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Sacrifice you're willing to take.
What if I talk to, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Chapter 45.
You have that fat fucking nut in me. I want to have an allergic reaction in my lower colon, baby. Ooh.
Anaphylactic shock.
Wait. Who listens to this? Okay,
mama. So people who want to die.
So something happened, and I don't want to get kicked out of my doctor, but I want to say what happened. I feel
out
like
of your doctor.
Well, I feel like there's a doctor-patient confidentiality.
The Hippocratic oath.
And I do think as patients, we should have the freedom to say what happened at our doctor's appointment, but I don't want to like overly share people's practices.
We just don't give the name.
Trade secrets. Okay, great. We're going to call them Dr. So-and-so.
Dr. Monica DeMonico.
Yes.
Okay.
Easy to say. So I go in there and, you know, I'm telling him about my jaw being locked up.
Wait, it's Dr. Moon.
It's Dr. Moon.
Okay,
perfect.
Dr. Moon.
So he's like, get up on the table. Super helpful. Works on my elbow a little bit as a little pro-am race for the cure. Like we weren't there to see my arm, and I mentioned my arm and he did a little bit on it, which was so welcome and nice. Oh, not that we should expect healthcare providers to put in the extra other body parts that
No, ma'am.
But it was nice. So he starts working on the jaw. He's explaining it to me. He's feeling all over my head. And he's basically like, okay, your jaw is supposed to be an even hinge that like goes up and down.
Right.
One of your sides is recessed. So the whole thing is off kilter, which is why like when you chew and talk too much, it creates problems for you. So he gave me exercise to do. But Mary, you better believe he had to put on gloves, reach in my mouth with both thumbs in my mouth.
Both of those thumbs?
And I'm just going to say, he wasn't unattractive.
Dr. Moon was hot?
He was very handsome and professional and nice and helpful. So
thank you, doctor.
Calming energy. I mean, for a doctor to put their fingers in your mouth and for you to not feel weird and embarrassed, I felt very relaxed, chill. But he goes, all right, we're going to get your jaw open today. And I was like, okay. And I kind of like didn't believe him.
I'm getting hard.
He goes, we're going to get your jaw opened up. Which any other context, you know, but this is a medical environment. You know, this is a medical environment. You know, by the way, would you have gagged if he took like an x-ray of my head and says, have you been sucking cock?
Dick
is that what happened?
Cock?
Yeah. So he gets both thumbs are up inside my mouth and he goes, you can bite on my thumbs. So I put pressure on the thumbs and then he uses the pointy part of his thumbs to start pushing into the soft tissue, my hinge joint. And he's looking out into space because people who do body work, they almost look away from your body to like visualize your skeleton while they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Massage people sometimes like look out into space while they do it.
Yeah.
And it's a little horny, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't too horny, but I was thinking like, wow, this is intimate. Uh-huh. Somebody's thumbs in your mouth is intimate.
Uh-huh.
Not in a sex way.
No.
So I don't want to get kicked on my doctor.
No, don't do it.
Because I was completely
Moon is up
professional.
There in orbit.
Right. I think it's okay to acknowledge that in other pretenses, this could be the beginning of porn, but this currently is doctor.
I watched a porn that started like this.
Right. So then he's pushing the thumbs into the soft tissue and basically prying my jaw open. And he's taking breaks and he's going, are you okay? Are you okay? And he's prying.
The Terrifier?
Pretty much. And he's like, your jaw will shift one way really easy and the other way it's so locked up, I can't even push it the other way. I mean, it's so bad. But he got it open a few more millimeters and I was able to eat this week and chew with like no clicking and popping and no major pain. And I'm seeing him again tomorrow and I'm so thrilled. I was like, do you think we'll be able to, after a few visits, do you think we'll be able to get it open? He was like, oh yeah. Mama, which was so comforting for Dr. to be
Rebel,
like, oh yeah.
Rebel Moon, Dr. Rebel Moon.
Yeah. But you know, in other contexts, beautiful doctor, thumbs in my mouth, eye contact saying, we're going to open it up. I'm like, oh my God.
I watched a pornographic film this morn that involved a man putting his fingers in another man's mouth. And you know what happened, S-E-X.
Thank you.
Doctor of dental surgery.
But I was just so grateful. I mean, to go to a doctor, you know, so many times you and I have talked about going to doctors and leaving with no information and no help.
How like, about leaving with a titanium hip?
To go,
done by a robot through a computer?
Hello.
I was talking to somebody recently who's getting a surgery and I said, you know, my friend,
don't go to
my friend got a hip replacement.
Don't go to Snibby, baby, go to Mexico.
I said, my friend got a hip replacement and I think her only regret is not doing it sooner. And my friend goes, well, I had a hip replacement 9 years ago and it still hurts. And I went, okay, bloop.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Miss Bloop. I was like, damn.
Not
the 9 years ago surgery. Yeah, I just was like, well, fuck.
Not the bum hip.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. She says, oh my gosh, Court.
Oh yeah.
Chloe does.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Not the bum hip.
Yeah. Do you know, I have so much to talk to you about.
I'm listening. I'm listening. J'écoute.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Do you know about what's going on in the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Not a thing.
I won't dive in because
the girl do them too? No, she does Kardashians.
I won't deep dive because I consider each one of those women friends after filming with them.
Well,
they're all nice and
we
sweet.
We can't drag them through the mud then.
We're not going to drag them. Oh. But a very unique situation happened that I want your perspective on.
Talk about it.
So it's a cast of women. There's a new gal this season.
Mormons?
Some are Mormons, some are ex-Mormons, some are practicing Mormons. It's like a mix.
That's a fucking fierce
mix. It's a mix.
That's a mixed nut variety.
It's part of what makes Salt Lake City so intense is some of them are Mormons, some of them aren't. Some of them used to be Mormons. Some of them are maybe blurring the lines and, you know.
Let me stop you right here for a moment. Let me talk to you a little bit about Mormonism. It's crazy. Continue.
Yeah, as they all are, but Mormonism is really on a special level.
Mormonism, Scientology, two sides of the same coin.
I told you about them telling that the Mormon women get told their secret name through a curtain.
Habibi.
Exactly.
Habibi.
Yeah. So apparently what occurred, and I watched this, because you know, I don't really watch The Housewives, but David watches about 12 hours a day of Bravo. So I catch it in the morning. I get involved. Whether you like it or not, when someone's watching this
stuff
in your house, you get involved.
You're complicit.
I was leading the witness. I was led by the witness. What happened was one of the new cast members who I filmed with this year, and everybody was so nice
Mary?
And normal. No, it was
a friend of
Mary Cosby. She's a friend of.
Gotcha. Friend of Dorothy? Or
she used to be on the show, but now she's a friend of, which is what happens when they don't want to do it anymore, but they'll still do guest spots.
Gotcha.
So guest spots, tip spots.
Tip and wigs.
Tip and wigs.
Tiptoe wigs.
What about a wig company? We just sell tip and wigs. So like, not that good.
Tipping out with Bobby Pins.
Nodding out with Bobby Pins. So one of the women, she signed on as a housewife this year,
okay.
And they filmed a whole season with her. And by the end of the season, they found out that she was one of the owners and operators of a Real Housewives fan account.
What?
She had been one of the original posters and owners of, like, let's say there was like an RDR super fan rumor website.
Like Lee Dawson, for example.
Yes. Okay. She was posting, she was one of those people who ran that account.
Trolling.
And they found out. The other women found out. And the other women were like, so you run this account that calls us fat or calls us ugly or like, and you've been doing it since before you're on the show.
I'm starving. Feed me. I'm starving.
And it really created a major rift. And it made me think, like, in Drag Race world, if you were on a season of Drag Race and you found out there was a girl the whole time leaking information about us or starting and perpetuating rumors about us or, like, running, would you be mad?
No, I'd say that's chapter 44, baby.
Would you kind of, like, be like, girl, whatever, that's your little hobby? Or would you be like, I don't trust you?
I'd say, well, that part, of course. But I don't think I would really involve myself with that person. I would no longer be involved.
Yeah. Because my thing is also like, well, didn't everybody want to be on TV? Like, all of you did this because you saw Housewives at some point.
Yes.
And then Housewives came to your city and you said, yep, sure.
But see, my issue is, why would you, my issue is with that person, not a character assassination. I'd be like, well, this is the way that person chooses to spend their time. I don't agree with it. I don't necessarily like it, but I'm going to keep doing me. Miley.
Right. Like, what? Like, what would you do if you found out I ran a Trixie and Katya fan site?
I'd be like, where do you find the time? That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'd be like, where do you not sleep? That's fierce.
I have no opinion one way or the other. I just thought it was really...
It's cunty.
If you found out after a whole season of something like Housewives 2, where it's really about your... People talk about your family, your body, your face, your career, your money.
It happens on Drag Race, girl. It absolutely does. Yes, it does. I mean, I haven't been watching Drag Race. I'm not because I'm not gay or don't like it, but just because... I do it at the time. I don't know why I'm not watching it, but
it's off the chain this season.
Well, Plain Jane gets me together.
Plain Jane gets the girls together, whether they want to hear it or not.
She's like, so I noticed you're really ugly.
Plain Jane literally is like, hey girl, I know that you haven't spoken to me and this is completely unprovoked. You're not on the same level as the rest of us. And
Plain Jane is fierce. Sorry to say, I'll look into this camera.
She is fierce.
Plain Jane, not because she's from Boston, not because she's of Russian descent. Plain Jane is fierce because she's fierce. Boop, boop, be-doop.
And you and I are always like, where did this rule come from that drag queens have to be nice? It's not the Miss America pageant.
Honey, I saw a clip of myself on Hey Queen the first time saying, that is saying exactly that. When did it become de rigueur, I don't even know if that's the term, for drag queens to be politicians, heads of state, to conduct themselves with the behavior of a beauty influencer microscope? Drag queens are typically drug dealers, drug takers, prostitutes, hookers, thieves, or at the very,
grifters.
Very most, grift, selfish cunts who want a drink ticket.
Thank you, and attention.
Gay
you
as hell. Yeah.
If you put on the Sheen little bodysuit, you will get into the club for free.
Yeah, you smell like pink sugar. Maybe you can wiggle, maybe you can't, doesn't matter. But you're like jumping
into
the
cash industry using a fake name.
And you're humping and grinding on bachelorettes on Saturday night at 7 p.m.
You're not a notary public.
No dignity. Chapter 44.
Yeah.
And you're poor.
What is chapter 44?
And you're poor. Alyssa Edwards is 44, Journey Around the Sun.
Oh, right.
I'll show you the photo because you will.
She's chapter 5150,
honey,
bitch.
You will fucking gag at how beautiful. You cannot take this.
Nobody can. Is it the one with the mirror?
You can. Yes. I've seen sweetie it. Darling. Yes. You cannot take chapter 44. You cannot take her anywhere. I'm sorry. This is taking too long. It's right here.
Yeah. The mirror. Oh yeah. I seen it. Girl, I sent it to you.
Oh shit. Well, how do you not know? I'm going to read it.
Because every time she posts one of these life posts, it's a chapter.
Yeah. Cheers to chapter 44, a testament to the chapters of the life I have lived. I am grateful for all of your kind B-Day messages and love. I have embarked on this journey around the sun. May I never forget to dream wide awake and unconditionally celebrate the reflections of life. Always and forever, Alyssa E. Cunt.
Fierce in love, Tyra.
It's cunt. She's cunt.
Yeah. And she looks great.
She looks incredible.
Melissa Edwards.
Melissa Joanne Elizabeth Edwards Etheridge.
The third.
The third. Well, I was talking to Ganja Pussy. That's how she is in the phone.
Mm.
And so she's been on her hormonal journey, of course.
Sure.
And she's like thick. And I was like, I looked at some clips of her and I called her. I was like, mama, the body. The body.
Yeah, she was more of a sapling build. And now she's a little more of a.
She's a curvaceous, cunty diva.
Body it's, like, wow. Pussy body, about to end this drought.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fierce.
She's always fierce.
Well, she's always been fierce, but you know, and to see her publicly and, you know, from my little perch, like kind of grow into a version of womanhood that she wants to, it's truly breathtaking because, I mean, she has all the skills. She's had all the skills from day one.
Yeah. I love when I'm with the girls and I'm like, oh my God, your skin, what do you use? And they're like hormones. And I'm like, okay, but give me some information I can use. Yeah. I'm not willing to go to that length for perfect skin.
Well, I think like Misery, I might take this advice at 50 if I don't have a husband, which I won't. I'll become the only transsexual.
So you'll have to wipe out all the other ones? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, that's
I'll
a good point.
I'll become the only.
Yeah. There can only be one. Like Highlander.
No, you're going to go to some young, beautiful, content trans woman's house. You're going to pull out your arm, cut the skin off like Terminator 2 and pull out your robot arm. Yes. I watched that movie the other day. I sent you some clips.
You did
Terminator
not, but it's okay.
Is crazy.
You did not, but it's okay.
Yes, I took the video of the when the...
You didn't.
Oh, it's what okay. did I send you? Total Recall.
Quato lives.
Get your ass to Mars.
Let's go to Saturn, Doug.
Do you think I'm gross if I would fuck Arnold? He's hot in those movies, right? He's hot in those movies. Speak on it.
I would fuck... He's been one of my spank bang top five for my
gorgeous.
Whole life.
Gorgeous. The scene where he is about to cut off his robot arm and he pulls up his shirt, the bicep, the every... He's not a bad looking guy. He's a great comedic actor.
You have to watch, you've got to watch his Netflix documentary, the 3-episode. Truly fucking fascinating.
Well, did you see the new Terminator?
Genesis?
The one with him in it again.
No, I didn't like it. But wait, I got to-
Does that mean you didn't see it?
Before I forget, Reg Park. You know Reg Park? I've been posting about Reg Park. He was Arnold's idol from the 1958 did Hercules. Mm-hmm. Reg Park is the hunk of all hunks. If you saw this man on the street, you would crumble. Because mm-hmm. he makes Arnold look like a fucking dog.
Work.
Reg Park, South African, I believe, or British.
Love the name Reg.
Reg, it was Reg the Leg, his nickname. Mama, this motherfucker climbed up on top of me. The littlest dick you ever seen in your motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. He is so hot. I've never seen in my life, ever a hunk more hunky than this man. So Arnold saw him in Hercules and said, that's what I want and I'm going to surpass it. And he did.
Wow. I believe Arnold... I don't know why I know this. I believe he made popular the ladder reps.
Did he?
Yes, less reps. And then I think he did a lot of reps at less weight. And then the next set he would do less reps, more weight. And it was like a ladder.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I mean, he revolutionized bodybuilding.
Yeah.
He did the whole book, the Bible book. There was a Bible of bodybuilding written by him. And he won so many competitions. He had a brother who was gay and he died in a drunk driving accident. There's so many incredible things about his life. Now
gays aren't even good drivers sober.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you. Maria Shriver, dog. But he married into the Kennedy family and it's really interesting to see that, you know, he sired a child with that maid. Yeah, fierce. But he fucked around a lot. I mean, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I was watching it with David. We were talking about it with David's mom and she was like, Arnold, really? And I was like, maybe gay guys like him. And do the straight girls like him too? No, right?
Everybody loves him.
They did? Because I think he's handsome.
True Lies?
Yeah. He's beautiful.
He's also-
When I was a kid, I just had never seen a man like that. And I was like, oh my God.
Mama, we factored into our lives very young because my father and my brother and my Uncle Tom was a bodybuilder in the 80s. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was always in the mix.
Yeah.
Terminator, Predator, Total Recall.
Yeah, I mean,
Kindergarten Cop.
Especially in True Lies, it's not like Terminator where it's like almost like
I'll be back.
Yeah,
three words.
In True Lies, he's just hot. It's not like novelty. He's just a handsome man.
What about the tango with Jamie Lee Curtis?
Girl.
She goes from housewife to bombshell in one whop. She doesn't even get her hair changed.
Well, nothing gags me more. If anybody has not seen this, there's a scene in True Lies where she's going to do this mission and she has on this crazy frilly dress with glasses in her hair and she stops and looks in the mirror in a hotel and she takes the glasses off, puts on lipstick, pushes her titties up, she rips mm-hmm. the frilly sleeves off and then takes a vase, pours out water, slicks her hair back.
The princess switch.
Yeah, which... If I ever start getting surgeries, I want to get enough that's all I need to do to get in drag.
What's my morning routine? Rip off half my outfit and put some water in from
my
vase.
Hair? No kidding.
Well, that's Drag Race.
Girl.
That's Drag Race.
That's when the girls can't sell on Drag Race. Yeah. That's what they do to an outfit.
Yeah.
Girl, you got to watch this season. It is off the chain. And
I'll get to it.
I'm doing a pit stop, so I obviously have
a watch you do
unfair
the pit
advantage.
Stop. I'll watch you do the pit stop. You look great on the pit stop, by the way.
I got to show you something. Thank you. This person called Queen of Flips, whose name is Maya Iman LePage. This week, it was a share competition, and she did a share impression. Would you like to hear it?
I would. I'm going to show you Reg Park, too.
Are you ready to hear Maya?
I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Can you do a share impersonation? Let me see it.
I'm ready.
Oh, I saw that. Braces. Braces. The meme that'll live forever.
Kermit. Do it again.
Yeah, do it this time, but lick your hair back.
I'm great.
I'm great.
So we're trolling. What share is that? Trolling. We're doing Troll Tina.
And that's coming from me. That's coming from my share, which is used to be the worst, but now I'm the second worst.
Look at this motherfucker.
Girl.
Mama, look at this motherfucker.
Girl.
That's Reg Park, bitch.
Girl.
Honey.
Girl.
You think that's the hunkiest man I've ever seen? It's true.
Girl.
That's Reg fucking Park, bitch. Sweetie, darling. Sweetie, darling, tootsie, girl. Honey, baby.
He looks like a circuit DJ. He would be headlining at Circuit Party.
Which circuit party would that be? Wait.
The Circuit City party. Wow. Beautiful.
Travelocity, this is Susan.
Girl. Beautiful.
Mama, when I tell you that I've downloaded this movie on YouTube, Hercules, and then Hercules and the Haunted Mansion or whatever, the two of them, and it yanked and pulled the taffy so
Queen
fierce.
Of Faps.
Queen of it's
Faps.
It's Faptina bestie.
Faptina.
And it's none of it. It's all, they're all practical. There's 1958, this movie, Hercules.
Yeah.
1958. The sets are incredible.
Is that before steroids?
Oh, no. But,
But
get this, though. They're fighting Uranus. They're fighting Uranus.
The planet.
No, the god. Uranus. The amount of times Uranus comes into play, dialogue-wise, is not lost on me. Because I would love him to fight my anus.
I want my anus to come into play.
Girl, and it's Hercules, so it's gay, homoerotic, Greek. The mythology of it is so homoerotic, I can't even stand it. It's so fap-worthy.
Wherever you can find your joy in life, because let me tell you.
It's PG, too.
Lately, I feel like, I woke up from a dream and had a reality check.
Really?
Nothing's
that good. Chapter 44? Oh, mama, I beg to differ at 41 years of, chapter 41.
I feel like you've always been so...
stupid,
in touch
hot,
with how
sexy.
How not good things are. And I've always been like, but they are. But lately I feel more like, no, they're not. And you're right.
Wait, you gotta be more specific. I don't understand.
That's it.
Chapter 41, the flip is, the
no,
script
but
is flipped.
I've always been more of like a realist, but like very optimistic realist.
Yeah,
like life is whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And
it's
lately I'm just like,
give me a break. Where's the Kit Kat? Where's the Snickers?
Lately I am just like, if, in the moment, if it's right to you, do that.
Are you feeling like Peggy Lee? Is that all there is?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Is that when my house burned down? When my house burned down, I wondered, is that all there is to a fire? Fierce love.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Something uplifting. People's houses burning down.
Mine did when I was growing up. My sister dropped a candle on the bed and the whole upstairs went on fire and we lost all our bedrooms. My parents and I and my brother and sister had to sleep in the basement for 2 weeks.
Have you told me this before?
Probably, but years ago.
Your house burned down?
The whole top floor. All our bedrooms. All
the
of our
fire department came and everything.
Yeah, I was at
my God, mom, dad, brother, sister, gone.
Here's the company fire department and police policy. Corporate Aaron.
It all comes back to
Lisa Beasley.
Aaron. Lisa Beasley. So was it at night?
It was at night. This is going to sound morbid. Was I filled with relief or regret?
Right.
Relief that none of my family members were perished. Regret that I was not there. That I was at my friend Kristen's house, the same woman who fucked this guy that I introduced her to that I was in love with, stole him from me. He was straight, but he let me give him a blowjob. T with braces. Hello. And I was at her fucking crazy house while my sister dropped a candle on the bed. It went up in flames. The whole upstairs was blackened and charred.
Not the house in flames.
Not the charred house. Not the charred third floor. yes. And then the fire department was there. It was a big neighborhood disaster. And I came home and I was like, well.
The one cool thing
thanks,
finally
Kristen.
Happened.
Yeah. Thanks, Kristen. I blame it on her.
I wish you would have been there. That would have been so fun for you.
It would have been fun. I would have been terrified because my sister is traumatized. That's traumatizing. That's actual trauma. That's actual trauma.
So she what? Like, do you know, what's her, could she tell you like with the events, happened?
Yeah. She dropped a candle on the bed and the bed went up like gangbusters and she didn't have a fire extinguisher. She was like 12. It was absolutely terrifying, terrifying. And then the guilt.
Was she home alone?
No, everybody was home.
So she just starts screaming.
And then it got out of control. There's nothing you can do when the whole room is up in flames. And then it went into the fire department had to smash through my
this
random
could have been
window.
Like her X-Men origin story.
I know.
She like controls the flames and it's all okay.
But it is, but she became a veterinary pathologist instead of a fire breather or whatever.
What a waste.
I know. So stupid. And a master's of public health? What a loser. What a fucking loser.
Flop. She needs to get on your level.
I mean, yeah. She had a child who sings himself to sleep at night. Loser.
get over yourself.
She texted me, Owen was in the bed alone singing Ba Ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? To see, he sings himself to sleep. The angel sings himself to sleep.
Well,
you know, that's what the kids used to do. Now that, you know.
Oh, this woke.
Well, now, no, now it's like iPad children.
Mama, nary an iPad. We were juggling scarves.
Honey.
We were playing with trains.
We were putting on chapstick. I used to take cherry chapstick and put it on my wrist and pretend it was perfume. Chap that was my up. Life.
Swatch it. Chap it.
The original
Love
swatch.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I didn't have a camera yet and YouTube hadn't been invented, but I was doing beauty videos with chapstick.
You're also accosting people outside with perfume.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
Hi, I'm from Macy's. What's that? Doesn't matter. Ch-ch-ch.
David had a similar thing. This morning I woke up and went to go get dressed and I heard him in the shower and he's showering, blah, 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 blah. And I'm putting on my clothes and I hear.
Where's he rubbing the skin on?
No, I hear. Oh. Something's bound to begin.
It's gonna happen.
He started singing maybe this time in the shower by himself. Which is an intense thing to sing the first thing in the morning in the shower.
Let me do you one better. I sang it. I lip synced it at Mass Art while people ripped my prom dress off on stage.
I love art.
As a sex. Oh, yeah. I love art.
My name is Sasha Velour. Have you heard about art?
That sounds like Cher. Wait, that's Queen of Flip Cher.
Wait, hold on. I'll do it with Flip.
Art?
Not the art.
Not the art. Not the drag queen doing art.
Girl, what have we been up to?
Dragula.
We're going to Mexico this week.
Vamos a Mexico? Sí, claro que sí.
We're going to Mexico. I've never worked in Mexico in my life.
But Mexico is going to work you out.
Have you worked in Mexico?
I have.
Where?
Mexico City.
What's the vibe?
I don't know. I was on 150 milligrams of edible. Then our manager found me masturbating in the bathroom in the dark.
It's gonna happen.
Can we take another break?
Sometime.
2 minutes later.
Maybe this time I'll win. Oh, everybody loves a winner.
Can we talk about Eileen?
Yes, absolutely. Come on, Eileen. Annie, you
know, I'm watching this movie because David turned it on, and I hate when David does this. He goes, he puts on a movie, and I go, what is this movie? He goes, it's a film. And I go, what is it called? He's like, you'll see. He won't ever tell me what's on. So He wants to try to suck me into watching good movies.
You should
movies.
Say it's a soap opera then.
Because it's not Uncle Buck. I'm not interested.
Hello.
So I'm like stuck there watching it. And as soon as it got cooking, I went, you know who's going to love this?
Insufferable.
As soon as it started to get crazy, I was like, you know who's going to fucking love this? Katya. And then I text you, you got to watch Eileen.
See, I love Otessa Maffia. I don't know how to say her name. I read the book of my year of rest and relaxation, which is cuntaliciousdiva.com. Because she did also this fabulous book called Lapvona. I don't know how to say Lavona, Lapvona. Fabulous, incredible, disgusting, medieval tale. And she's so good at drawing in characters that are so unlikable, but are so compelling. But I hadn't read this one. I bought the book and hadn't read it. And when Annie Hathaway barged into that frame, I said, okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
I don't care about spoiler alerts. This isn't I like to watch. I don't care if I ruin the whole movie for these people listening. Skip ahead, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Do you know about that?
No.
When Denise Richards was on Real Housewives, she was saying she wanted the filming to stop, and she was saying blah, 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 because if you mention production, they cut it out.
It's like Nike, Nike, Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy Griffin says if you're ever saying something you don't want them to use, you start singing the Beatles. You sing a song they can't clear financially.
Come on, Eileen, won't you say that?
So Anne Hathaway comes in, and of course, can I just say, I'm not like a big brain movie person. So oftentimes, like these sort of...
You're saying you got lowbrow taste?
Yes.
Okay.
These sort of cloying, I don't know if that's the right word, like... Oscar bait movies tend to grate me.
Yeah, I know, I understand
They tend
that.
To make me look around. It was like the Saltburn experience where after I looked around and went, is this what all you faggots have been tweeting about?
I know.
Have y'all seen Uncle Buck? Like, so.
Where's the entertainment?
Yeah. John Candy.
How are we going to make this funny?
Thank you. So the movie kicks off and it's kind of slow. Massachusetts accents are crazy, as you know.
It's kind of slow.
My ear was not
slow, Mary. She shoved snow in her pussy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
My ears can't understand that Mass accent. It's just wild.
Well, I wasn't in Massachusetts in jail in the 50s, but...
But it gives me P-Town Townie level accent where I'm like, whoa.
T.
Like, your brar.
Your father Judge is in the bathroom with a horse? That's bizarre.
So Anne Hathaway comes in, and of course you're like, okay, there's this woman. She's kind of She's sex starved, but obviously has no social life, has no sex life, has no romantic life. And then Anne Hathaway comes in, who's like effortless, blonde,
world weary,
smoking
weary.
Indoors. Like, well, honey, stick with. It's very like stick with me, kid.
Yeah.
And at first, you're like, is something lesbian gonna happen? And then something that lesbian does gonna happen, honey. And like, I'm watching. I'm almost what do you call it? ODing.
Hard. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. So I'm on the couch. I'm flatlining. Yep. I'm sort of like, this movie just went over my head.
Okay.
I'm Miss Lowbrow. I'm here with my warm Laffy Taffy in my left hand and my iPhone in my right hand being like, wake me up when the credits
roll.
You know, it's just too weird.
Yeah.
Too weird for me. But again, I like trash.
Yes.
You know.
Uncle Buck is not trash though.
And then when Anne Hathaway goes, can I confide in you? I go, okay, something's going off. And she goes, can I confide in you? And she admits to having the kid's mother tied up in the basement. Yeah. I go, holy shit.
Yeah.
And newsflash, she works with troubled kids and she's trying to get the mom to confess to not only knowing about her husband fucking her son, but facilitating it.
Yeah.
And the woman is like, when I realized I was getting infections in my pussy, and then I realized it's because he was doing our son up the butt and then fucking my pussy with the shit on the dick. Mm-hmm. Mary, it was, I
hope y'all lost your lunch. I hope you're not eating out there.
It was sort of like, perked up isn't the word. I sort of
chumped
was like,
up.
What's this?
Chumped
what's
up.
This? Oh. There's white things in the air. I was suddenly like, oh, this movie's going off.
There's snow.
Yes. I crossed both legs.
Into the woods.
I crossed this leg.
You're like,
yeah.
Let me confide in you, Miss Hathaway.
Yes, I put on my little crocheted socks on my beret and I leaned in. I said, what is going on?
Glasses on top of your glasses.
The monologue the mom gives during that, I was like, this is acting.
That was acting.
This is misacting.
Yeah, that was inside the actor's
And Hathaway's doing misacting. I feel bad not knowing the actress who plays Eileen. Okay. She was doing misacting.
She was misacting.
I didn't love the way it ended. I hate weird French novel, just abrupt endings. And the next morning, though, I was going for my walk, and I was like, I liked that movie.
Yeah, I did, too.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. It was, the shock of that monologue and what it was.
The shock.
Because so this is a novel, right? I mean, that is clear from the descriptions, because you have to play them. Oh, this sounds so
it's
fucking juvenile.
It's very much a novel.
So juvenile. Like, it was a tell, not show moment.
Yeah.
And in the, obviously novels are tell, not show, but then you create the movie in your head. I'm like, now I'm going to read this fucking book because I'm going to be more haunted and more disgusted and more terrified by all the things that I'm going to have to imagine from the words.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, and the parts that are shocking, such as that monologue, it wasn't played for shock. It was played for
gravitas.
Real.
Yeah.
It was played for, if it's the early 60s, first of all, divorce for women. Women barely could work at that point.
Also, Eileen's dad was pushed up in the sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she got out.
And you know, it's a little like the Gypsy Rose thing where I've been in abusive situations. I understand how you get horse blinders to reality. Yeah. Well, you watch the movie and you go, Eileen could leave at any time. But that's not how it feels when you're in abusive, dependent situations.
That's not how it works either.
And so obviously in this film, it gets extreme. The way she deals with it, it's extreme.
Yeah.
But at the end, I was like, okay, bitch.
I see you, Eileen.
Yeah.
Eileen Dover.
I was like, the credits came down and I was like Dawson's Creek, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. I was like—
You were Katie Holmes marrying Tom Cruise.
No, but when it ended too abruptly for me and there wasn't a bow on it. And I was waiting for a moment where she looked back at the camera, like the end of Monster, and was like, what do you think? Or something. Like, I was waiting for something.
Annie Hathaway takes off her blonde wig and is like, that's right, I'm Catwoman.
I knew you were going to love this Annie Hathaway. It's maybe my favorite Anne Hathaway role, to be honest.
Okay. Fierce.
Well, I loved it.
Annie Benani is.
She's Miss Actress.
She's Miss Actrina.
47 million followers on Instagram.
I'm going to have the film she's about to drop on this world with Jessica Chastain. Do you think gay people are going to survive that?
What movie?
Methinks not.
Argyle?
No.
Oh.
The one about the son. What is it called? Mother's Instinct. Honey, you watched—
Tracy looked it up right away knowing you would know the name.
You watched this trailer and you will say, my gay personhood is about to be evaporated and vaporized by the country that's about to take place on screen.
Uh-huh.
Every gay person's going to be like, and die.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
There'll be no more gay people.
Do you know about headphone dents? People who stream for a living through their teens, their heads are starting to get dented from wearing headphones and they have a flat here. Bulb
and
here,
then they got
indent here.
The phone neck and then the arthritis in their thumbs.
Girl. But the the dent, they take the headphones off and the skull is still like, nope, we're here.
Love ASMR.
Miss, what do you call it?
Fontanelle Dupree. Fontanelle Dupree of the legendary House of Headphones.
Girl, sometimes we need to experiment with earbuds. Switch up the headphones you wear.
Also, these are very soft and lovely, and they're not making a dent on my 41-year-old brain, probably because I'm 41.
But if you're wearing it when you're young, while your head is developing.
Who's wearing it?
Kids literally have iPhones at 2 now, girl.
But iPhones, oh my God, you're right.
Girl.
Oh my God.
Girl, my pussy, I put a Fitbit in my pussy, so when the baby comes out, it wears it as a belt.
Fierce. The steps are counted from the jump.
Hell yeah.
Snap, now, one step.
What do you think of those little carts that drive around, the Amazon delivery carts, the robots?
You're not ready for what I think about that.
We need to get
into it. Are you prepared for me to talk?
Have you ever received a package from them?
Do you really want to know my opinion about this?
No, I do.
Because here's what I'll say. Some bullshit piece of shit motherfucker went to the trouble of inventing a robot traveling food technology while we have millions of homeless people in this town. I take umbrage with that. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Robots that drive food around to people with a lot of money and yet starving people, they have to jump over starving people in the street. That's disgusting to me. It's
they
despicable.
They have names. They have names like the cart will drive. The other yesterday, I was on my walk and the cart stopped and blinked at me and it said Marnie on it. And I was like, okay, Miss Marnie.
Marnie from Girls.
I guess.
Allison Williams.
I've never seen Girls.
So those, and someone was telling me that people remote control those carts. I was like, what? Girl, I don't know what. It's just.
Is Girls lesbian?
No.
Lesbian things happen?
No, it's just girly stuff. Girly stuffs. Being girls in New York, rich and white. But wait. Sorry to go on a little tirade, but the robotic technology that is being developed and employed by people like Elon Musk, Tesla, is just so, to my unknowledgeable observant brain, asinine.
Black Mirror.
It's like Gray Mirror. Mm. It's not even like, it doesn't have the fierceness. Not even Coke, it's like a poop mirror, brown mirror. There's poopy stuffs in that mirror.
Well, I've never received a package from one of those. Do they go like, your food is here, and you go outside, and when you go up to it, does it
slingshots it into your mouth. You go, chomp, chomp. You go.
Does it just open, and you grab the food out of it?
I don't know, I've never used one.
I've seen them driving around, but never seen them open.
Same. So it could be some kind of nefarious plot.
If you're an unhoused person.
Homeless.
Looking
just
for
homeless.
A meal.
Say homeless.
Can you crowbar it open?
I doubt it.
Can you rob
Who's
it?
Who's got a crowbar? A lot of homeless folks I know are tired, cold, and maybe a little confused, and certainly not...
Not looking to fight robots today.
Not really. Yeah. It's not the Terminator. It's not the Terminator. But okay, let's get back to something light.
I see them driving around and I always go, oh, they must be testing that. But now there's so many going around. I'm like, they must be using that.
Somebody's using it. And it's like the Boston Police Department with MIT technology that's robotic, like police robots. It's fucking crazy, dude. I hate it. I hate it because, I don't know, we should be like helping people with human beings. I don't know. Ugh.
That's tough.
Sad. It's sad.
Well, let's keep it light on the pod today.
So let's talk about your drinking problem.
I don't have a drinking problem. Although, do you like beer?
Certainly not.
I have a dream of becoming a beer person.
I've drunk a Guinness.
You don't like it.
I love Daphne Guinness, the heir to the Guinness fortune.
Who doesn't? Of course.
I mean, have you seen her music videos? Heaven. Have you seen her music videos? David, directed by David Lush.
No. I didn't know she did music.
She did, and it's incredible.
Oh, I've never seen it.
She is unreal. The music videos are unreal. Unreal. Revelations.
I'm gonna look it up.
It's two of them in particular I'm thinking of. They'll knock your socks off. Guaranteed.
I'm gonna look her up.
Yeah.
David also has me watching a program with Laura Dern called Enlightened. Oh! She really eats.
Oh!
Laura Dern is so pretty. I know that we shouldn't. I feel like with actresses, we're not supposed to say that they're pretty.
Why not?
Because then we're like judging someone's art by how they look. No, but every time Laura comes on screen, I go, my God, she's pretty. Mama, God, she's pretty.
She's hunty. She's diva. That Enlightened series is Mike White. It's pitch perfect.
I love Mike White.
I love him too.
He's Mike White, we love you.
We love you so much.
Isn't he?
Of course.
So he knows about the girls maybe?
Chuck and Buck like to suck and fuck.
Mike, we love you. Michael. He's also bald and beautiful. Is he bald?
No, he's got some hair.
Oh, God.
But he's pale as hell. He's pasty. He's a pasty white bitch.
Yeah, I love people with blonde eyelashes. It's a vibe.
But they need brown mascara.
But I love men with like white, yellow little sticks growing out of their eyes.
Albinos.
Il Buono.
Listen, but Enlightened, you've got to get, you've seen, I mean, I rewatched Enlightened recently and all the, devastating.
Do you believe that a certain actress was recently denied her right to an Oscar nomination?
Margot Robbie? No, and nobody has a right to an Oscar nomination. For Barbie? The popcorn movie? I don't understand why this should even be an Oscar discussion. We're talking about Oscar bait. Barbie?
A
toy movie?
I love.
What's next? Toy Story going to sweep the Oscars?
That would make more sense to me, honestly.
Is Herbie too fully loaded?
Have you ever actually, Golden Globes? Before we equate Barbie to Toy Story.
Okay.
Because Gorgeous Devours cute.
No, but Toy Story. Birds of a Feather. Chickadee.
Toy Story chomps. Barbie nibbles.
Oh.
Toy Story chomps. Toy Story 3 should have Oscars.
Say it again.
Toy Story 4 is amazing, but Toy Story 3 is
it's like
one of the best animated films I think there is.
Bam, boom, boom.
And I liked Barbie, but I guess the absolute like neck crack of I can't believe it's not butter.
I've
seen Barbie twice. I was like, I didn't feel best movie, best actress about it.
No.
I liked it, but I didn't feel that way about it.
I can't really give it like a good evaluation as I have not yet seen all of the Oscar films in contention, but I certainly didn't cross my mind while I was in the theater thinking, this is going to sweep the Oscars.
Because it's also so random. Who knows who's going to get a nomination and for what?
It's the Academy that's voted on by people, human beings in Hollywood. Why do we think there's some kind of objective truth or, and I'm still flummoxed. I never get to use that word. Yeah. We're like, why actors, so they're millionaires, sometimes billionaires, so world famous, so gorgeous, so incredible, whatever wealth. And then they're genuinely, sincerely moved to tears when they do receive the support of a fraction of their peers. I'm like, what is so wrong with you? What is actually so fucking wrong with you nowadays? Back in the day, it was a little different because there were tabloids. The people were real stars. The people were real stars, like Sigourney Weaver, Meryl Streep, Susan Sarandon way back in the day, even Lauren Bacall way back then.
Pierce Brosnan.
Honestly, those are real stars. Cary Grant, real stars. Tabloids, Hollywood. That meant something maybe, but now it doesn't mean shit.
I never watched the Oscar movies, so nobody I guess I have anymore. No skin in the game.
Oh no, nobody watches the Oscars anymore.
I guess I just thought, I thought of Barbie as really good.
Or fun.
Good and fun.
Yeah.
And I honestly thought, that's not the type of movie that awards will ever take seriously. The same way they don't like horror, the same way they don't like comedy.
Yeah.
I was like,
Killers of the Flower Moon should win an Oscar.
Barbie's so good at what it does, but I didn't expect it to be Oscar-y. Yeah. I thought Oscar people would be like, no, that movie's too fun and commercial, you know?
It's pink.
I thought it'd be snooty.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised. I thought, well, yeah, the awards are too snooty for a fun movie like that.
Of course.
That's what I thought.
Is Killers of the Flower Moon nominated? Lily Gladstone, I believe, received a Best Actor nomination, actress. Now, that movie clocking in at about 16 and a half hours. I watched it.
Now, believe me, when I see a movie like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, when I see a movie like I, Tonya, I get up and scream Margot Robbie's name from the rooftop, give her the award.
The statue is in her hands.
But for Barbie, I thought, what a great movie that they did, probably knowing damn well, because it's a comedy and stuff, it won't get considered.
Right.
And maybe that's like me being close-minded, but I thought...
I think it's also Twitter. I think it's the brouhaha online that is really driving this discussion. I'm actually convinced that it has something to do with gaining buzz for the televised cast of the Oscars.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's a dying audience.
Because movies have global impact and they can be huge. Like the Barbie movie is a phenomenon, right? It's like Harry Potter or something.
Dollars.
It's so
big.
It's
crazy.
But the most talked about in most billboards doesn't immediately blast open that door for instant awards.
No.
And I also think it's like, you can love it without feeling like it
needs to have
an award.
If you love it, you love it. It's great.
Yeah.
I don't.
Uncle Buck.
Do you think any of my Russian language music albums have awards? Not a damn one of them. Do I listen to them ad nauseum nonstop? You
sure
better
do.
Believe it. Last thing. The Cursed. Not the Curse series, which is also fabulous, with Nathan Fielder and Emma Starn. The Cursed, a movie, I believe, last year, perhaps. Mama, there has not been a movie created for me specifically ever. Let me just paint a really quick picture. Back in the day, I think it's around, in the 19th century, 1800s, a couple of Roma, AKA gypsies, a community live in a field, like in a kind of a village. sense that something's happening. There's going to be some trouble. So
we need to talk about Kevin.
Yes. We need to talk about the white settlers, the English, whatever. Okay. A woman says, you need to prepare the thing. I sense something coming. The man molts down silver coins into a vampire grill. And then she puts it in a box, curses it with an incantation, and buries it. Soon after,
love,
their land is in is one to
I'm gonna watch this. So please don't ruin all of it.
I won't. I'll just give you the good part. So shortly thereafter, the surrounding I believe they're English colonizers say, this land is, well, we got to scare these people off the land. We'll just scare them off.
Uh-huh.
They'll go, and this long wide shot of a scare, and then somebody gets shot, and then the whole village gets destroyed.
Oh.
And then the guy who made the molten teeth gets his arms and legs chopped off, straw stuffed into the stumps, and strung up like a scarecrow while the woman who did the incantation gets buried alive. And then revenge happens for the rest of the film.
I love revenge things.
It's
part of why I love Kill Bill. And do you ever see Last House on the Left?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Is that the right movie?
That's the R.A.P.E.
The one with the rather gratuitous sexual assault scene.
I don't like that.
However, it makes the revenge part of it, like, get her, Jade. Mama, fierce.
This is so delicious. It's so chomp, chomp,
I can't wait, because you know what it's going to do?
It's so violent.
It's going to make it so that I don't have to go exact revenge in real life. I can get the nuggets through television.
I've been fascinated by the Roma since I was 12. I tried to learn Romanian because of it. And very hard language, by the way. And they don't even really speak actual Romanian, but it's such a fascinating group of folks that kind of defy ethnicity in a way. Like they're a wandering, nomadic kind of people.
Sure.
And similar, like the Irish gypsies is not politically correct.
No.
It's not politically correct.
Is it Romney sometimes? Isn't that okay
Romani,
term?
Romani.
Yes.
Romani.
I learned that from that gypsy wedding dress show.
Sure. Yes. Which is a great show.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous show.
Okay.
They did a Boston version, and I was, interviewed to be, on it. Not as a person, a drag. They wanted a drag queen. Isn't that fierce?
Yeah. The wedding traditions within that community are spectacular.
Yeah. It's kind of quinceañera-ish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, what transpires next is that the children in, adjacent to this field years later, start having visions in their nightmares about the scarecrow and the teeth.
Love.
And then some little boy digs up the teeth and is compelled to put them in his mouth, and he chomps on his little brother.
Love. We're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us this week. And next week we have a very, very, very special episode. So we'll see that.
Dolly Parton is coming on.
Yeah. We have Dolly Parton, Barack Obama, Julia Roberts.
And Reg Park.
And Post Malone.
Post Malone!
He's doing face tattoos on the pod next week.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.